Advisory Services, in conjunction with Who1.co.uk, presents the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 20 of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast. There's some ring there, 20 and 20. Sounds quite good, doesn't it? I'm Adam.
And I'm Alicia.
And we don't want to waste any time, so we're going to go straight into our very special guest. And with me on the Skype is sort of what you might call father of the show, our parent from the show that spawned this well, the original show this came from, which was the Doctor Whovian podcast, many about 3 years ago, actually. And it's the DW Whocast, and it's Seb.
Hi there.
Hello, Seb. I hope you don't worry. I won't be coming to you for any maintenance or anything, but it was.
That's all right.
It was 3 years ago that I was started listening. It was the only podcast you listened to. And then it's only more recently I've listened to more other ones because there's been so many around. But
I know there was only a few of us there back in the day, but it's just so nice.
It's heartbreaking that I was one of the few, but I then stopped because we didn't have any listeners, which was a bit of a problem at the time. But
you have listeners now. That's
cool. Yeah, we do. I think we got about 4 or 5 hits, but I couldn't get it onto iTunes. I didn't actually know anything about iTunes, I don't think, in those days. So I used to just download it straight from the website itself. So. And yeah, it was nice. I annoyed my family when we were on holiday that year, listening to every single available episode on the holiday. But the fortunate thing about that, Alicia, if he actually does come into the room, does know who you are, so that would be great.
Oh, okay, that helps.
And while we're talking about the Whocast, obviously, I know a lot of the listeners the general Whocast is one of the gods of Whocast. Is there any news as to any possible future for the Whocast?
Yes, I know we've had a lot of emails from listeners thinking, what on earth has happened? We left them in the lurch at episode 12. So the last podcast we did was The Lodger, which was our 5.11 podcast. And then we kind of like stopped. So just to sort of clear the cobwebs, everyone can be rest assured that we are coming back. 5.12 will be up next week. And then 5.13, which is our end of season sort of review, will be up probably the week following that. And then after that, we'll have a little look at Earthshock, as well as a review, an interview with Matthew Waterhouse. So apologies if we've been a bit sort of neglectful of our listeners. It's just real life took over because I had a little baby girl. So that's really been the main reason. So
yes,
apologies.
I did ask Paul about it, and he said it's obviously things that more important than podcasting, and I suppose you would say that's a little bit more
I mean, although I'm sure I could have fit in time, the thing is Paul also has a very busy schedule as well, but we are now back on form, as it were, and we'll be looking forward to getting some more podcasts out there.
Yeah, but that's great news anyway, so that'll be a few people turning off our show to listen to yours.
No, but in that case, we'll make sure we make a plug for you guys, because it's unfair that we send it back again.
No, that's great. Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's going to cheer me up to no end. But I suppose, in a way, it's been nice because with the void that your show has left in the last couple of months, it meant that we've had to listen to, or me personally, I've had to listen to a few podcasts we wouldn't, necessarily listen to. I certainly spend a lot of time listening to them. And yes, there are a lot of them, but I don't think there's enough, especially with no program on at the moment. There's they can have as many podcasts as you like, because there's lots of different types and genres, and some are sort of more interesting to other people, and some, so Alicia's just knocking my mic. Yes, she is. and some I like the ones that have commentaries on them, and some are news-based, some are comedy-based, some are like the youth cast.
They're all very different, and I think that's a great thing. I mean, if you say that, other podcasts encourage you to listen to other podcasts, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe we should have a little summer break every now and again, because I think
I wouldn't go as far to say that.
I think it's a great thing, though, because... especially with people like Trevor and Marty, who used to be on the Whocast, and they've started their own one called the Doctor Who Podcast.
Yeah.
Great name.
I don't know where they thought of that one from. But
yeah. But, I think things like that is brilliant, because it's kind of spawning off new different tangents, and as you say, there's all sorts of different flavours. So it's great to have that kind of that contrast and that selection available.
Yes, of course. And going back to the beginnings of the WhoCast, which was one of the first. I mean, what were your what made you decide to do a podcast? Because obviously, I don't know which is the first one. I don't know if it's either Radio Free Skyro or Podshock. But what was the one that thought, oh, that's really good. That sounds like fun. I might have a go at that.
Well, with the DWO WhoCast, it used to be just called the WhoCast because I wish I could take the credit for it. But it was actually my co-editor on Doctor Who Online, Paul Wilson. He was the one that actually started it off for a bit of fun, really. He just did it as a bit of fun. And then I think it was about 12 episodes in. I think it was either 12 or 20, I can't remember. But I just joined him for one episode because he wanted to do a quick review of Doctor Who Online, the website. And then from there, we kind of just kind of got going, and we found a really good, we sort of hit it off straight away, as it were. But I know his initial reason was just because he just wanted to do it for a bit of fun. And basically what it's been every week since we've done it, you know, it's been a bit of fun. Okay, we've missed the occasional week or a couple of months. Guilty. It's just been a labour of love, really. It's been a good bit of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's also must be a particular buzz when you realise how many listeners you have as well, and that's what sort of inspires us to keep going and getting the feedback. And even, well, slightly negative feedback is good feedback in a way, because you know people are listening.
Yeah, I mean, feedback is a really nice positive. I mean, to be fair, I think Paul and I would still do it if we had no listeners, because we just like talking about it, really. I mean, it's just a bonus that we do have listeners, and okay, yeah, we've got quite a lot of listeners, that's fantastic, but I mean, it's just nice to, it's nice, as you say, when you get that kind of feedback from people saying how much they like the show. It's really nice. Even the people who don't like it, I mean, it's like, sometimes they've got valid reasons for liking it, sometimes they don't, but it's important that you do get that feedback.
Yeah, and also, they must be still listening to it to have an opinion.
Exactly, yeah, and it's good. People can knock you off your pedestal a little bit if you're getting all positive feedback, and you kind of start thinking you're a bit immortal if you get all the positive stuff. So it's good to get the negative stuff from time to time, even if you don't agree with it. I think it's important, and it definitely has its place.
Yeah, well, I will let you know that Alicia has actually joined us now, and she's got her earphones in.
Hello, Alicia.
Hello.
Have you actually heard any of any of the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast?
I heard a couple, and I'll put my hands up here because it was quite a while ago. I heard them quite a while ago. That was probably when was it? I'd say probably you guys were going about this time last year, weren't you?
No, afraid not. No, we started about halfway through the current series, but we did
the current series.
Yeah,
it must have seemed about a year ago then. In that case, it was, so I have heard a couple of them. It was a bit earlier on, and it's, you guys kind of do a bit of a tag team between you, don't you?
As a non-deliberate one, I hasten to
say. That's right. Yeah, I have heard a couple, but I shall endeavour to listen more.
Thank you very much. Well, while you're there, I'm just going to, and Alicia's here, because I don't know how long she's going to stay for, I'm just going to read a particular bit of feedback we got from Jeffrey Berman.
Who's that?
Somebody's provided us with some feedback, Alicia, obviously, because I've just said that. It says, Adam, while this week's episode was not your best, it was still entertaining. I'm curious, what kind of prep do you do before each episode? Do you work from an outline or from show notes? Do you and Alicia discuss what you're going to talk about before you start to record? Or do you just turn the mic on and wing it? I better answer that question.
Wing it?
I do actually write down show
notes.
But
then the rest of it's just wing it.
Some of it's... Well, most, I think...
most of it's
if
wing
it.
If
it was just show notes, you'd only end up with about 5 minutes of a show. But the idea of the notes is to develop a conversation from the notes.
No, wing it.
And I do actually have a plan for the show, like, for instance, doing a review of we're currently on season 3, hopefully on this show. And I'll try and actually keep Alicia going. But unfortunately, on the last show, she...
I was in a mood.
I'll continue reading. Yes, we do actually have show notes, and we do ring it as well. So it's a bit of a yes and yes to that one. One piece of constructive criticism for you this week, slow down. You have a tendency to rush your reviews, even more so when Alicia flusters you. There you go, Alicia.
This is the
bit
mean?
I like best.
What does flusters mean?
Do you know what flusters mean, sir?
Flusters? Well, is that what you just kind of...
Yeah, she's just been... apparently Alicia flusters me.
Oh, is that like when she just like interrupts you or...
You got it. Hit the nail on the head there, right. he says, one for Alicia. I love this bit. It's fun to listen to the discourse between you and your dad, kiddo. it's not so
much.
Shut up, you interrupted them. It's not so much fun if you're sabotaging the show. It's okay if you find something boring and say so, or if you're anxious to change the subject, but it's annoying when you start playing with the dog in the middle of the podcast. What said? I'm looking
forward to... It actually says broadcast.
Yeah, well, you have to change it. Oh, shush. You have to... Sorry, well, that said, I'm looking forward to the 20th episode of the 20 Megabyte Top 3 podcast. Isn't so there you go. Alicia, you are the sabotager.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of like an anniversary thing, because we got to our 20th one?
I don't really know, I don't know.
Because we celebrated that we got to our first
only because
one.
We're called the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Pass. It's
yeah,
a 20 show. All right, anyway, let's get back to Seth.
Thanks.
So, anyway, Seth, so what have you been, you know, when you've had a few spare moments, what obviously won't be ours, you don't have to say ours for something, but what other podcasts do you generally listen to?
I do listen to the Doctor Who podcast now and again, only because of, they're a great podcast, but also because of the fact that they're our old friends.
And also another spawn of...
apart from that, this is probably a terrible thing to say, but we don't actually tend to... Well, I don't tend to listen to a lot of other podcasts because I literally have next to no time at this moment in time,
right,
because... We've got so much going on with the site. We get like thousands of emails a day, which have to be, I make it a task of mine to respond to them personally.
Yeah.
And then also we've got the forums as well. We're going for a huge revamp and shake up of our forums to update it and bring it a little bit more up to date. So that's been taking up a lot of my time.
Yeah.
But I do download them. This is the thing I'm terribly guilty of. I do download them, and I've got them all stored up on my iPhone, waiting to be listened to. And I've got about what have I got on now? I've got Podshock. I've got the Doctor Who podcast. I've got my own ones on there, just for vain purposes. I have a couple of you guys, which were on there, so I've got two of those on there.
Cool.
And I think that's about. MMM commentaries now and again as well, because they're quite funny, and that's Trevor as well.
Yeah. I mean, so the thing. I have a trouble with the comment, although I must admit I do occasionally listen to them, but I think that they're sort of really designed to be sat down in front of the TV and listening to while watching the programme.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can still, because obviously you know the episodes quite well, so you can imagine, you can sort of picture what they're talking about. It's like the Who Noobs, which is a rather clever one, which the people running the show are not Doctor Who fans, and they're watching, they've never seen any Doctor Who before, so they've decided to start watching it from scratch and commentate on the episodes, which is a new angle, because obviously, you know, they're looking at it as just ordinary viewers, and I find that one particularly interesting, and obviously knowing what the episodes are like that they're actually talking about without having to see them, I find that quite interesting, because they're watching it without a particular, you know, sort of bias for the show.
Yeah.
She's quite clever, but yeah, that's quite interesting. Well, obviously, that all of those that you've mentioned I have in mind. So you and me alike. But I'd say really, really looking forward to the return of the Who cast and what's going to be coming up on that, because obviously it would be like the first on my list ahead of what's your favourite podcast, Alicia? Who cast? No, because it's the only one you ever really listened to. Right? You like the Who'd cast, don't you?
Yeah.
That's one of our favourites. What's the other one that's a bit like the Udcast and they can't sing?
The
one that Nick Briggs was talking about. That's not called
No, something with T.
Yeah, I can't remember. Nick Briggs mentioned the podcast that
and they can't sing.
It's a comedy bit like the Udcast, but they can't actually sing.
I'll tell you another good one is Flashing Blade.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Oh, I love Flashing Blade.
That's the breakfast show of podcasts, that is.
Yeah.
Tony used to be on the Whocast as well, and he's brilliant. He's very listenable. He's got a great podcast and a great companion as well.
Certainly. Oh yeah,
he likes talking about cats.
I don't think he likes us very much.
He likes talking about cats.
Yeah, that's a great show. The Flashing Blade is a great show. I must admit, I get a bit sidetracked when he sort of comes a bit, we go, and that's Doctor Who, and he talks about something else, but I still carry on listening to the show. I'm being tapped on my arm now. He likes cats. We've established that, Alicia. Thank you very much.
Yeah, the problem is, but you don't actually hear the cats. You don't hear them going, meow.
Phantom cats.
I think I once heard one purr on the show. I think he put... But anyway, that's beside the
point. No, he might put the sound effect on it.
Yeah, it could be a sound effect. Yeah, Tony's brilliant with his sound effects. A lot of people don't realise how talented he is actually musically. He's got a lot of the little interludes that he used to do in the podcast. He did that all himself, and hats off to him. He did a great job.
Yeah, we love Tony. As I say, I'm not too sure he's keen on us.
Do you think he likes us?
No, I don't think he likes us.
But doesn't the face of Bob like us?
Oh, Face of Bob likes us, yes. Yeah. He actually wrote to us, which was really, really nice. So, I'm sure I had another bit of feedback, but I'll have to try and find that out.
Oh, who's that, Jude?
Well, I think we mentioned that one on the last show.
We did?
But you've probably
forgotten. No, you missed out a bit. No, did that person send back the email?
That person sent back the... No,
was
they
it
didn't.
Graham,
I was talking about Jaron Sheridan, who probably is no longer listening to the show, Alicia, after the last show. He hasn't responded to that. So, well done. We've just lost Graham Sheridan. So, anyway. So, we have... I've got to talk about news, but obviously you've got your ear firmly to the ground of Doctor Who, and we're looking forward to the new series, Sarah Jane Adventures. And I suppose you've heard any sort of whispers as to when it might actually start.
Yeah.
I've heard again that it's going to be starting it's going to be early October, late September to early October is what I've heard. It would have to be because it has to finish before the Christmas special begins. It would have to begin at the end of September, start of November, which would make sense from a marketing point of view as well for the box set, which comes out, I think, in November.
Because we really love Sarah Jane Adventures.
It's brilliant.
I think we'd like it even if it wasn't any connection with Doctor Who.
I think I like Sarah Jane Adventures more than Doctor Who.
Oh, don't be sorry. Ridiculous.
All the
iPads around the world are now turning off. Well done, Alicia.
I'm sorry.
Alienated virtually every Doctor Who fan in the world.
That means nobody likes me anymore.
Well, don't say silly things.
The good thing about Sarah Jane Adventures, though, is that the line is being blurred a lot more between Doctor Who and Sarah Jane. I mean, rather than it being two separate shows, it is starting to feel a bit more like they are connected, which is nice.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they put on BBC Three on the weekend, they showed the episode in which Tennant appeared in, which I can't remember the name of.
It was the one with the text.
Sarah Jane Smith.
Yeah, it's the one. And I'd forgotten how really, really good that was, and it was just sort of fascinating watching the Doctor there in that environment, and that's because it has a different sort of atmosphere, Sarah Jane Adventures, to Doctor Who, but even though
remember the teeth.
Oh yeah, no, it's about, yeah, there was quite a lot of teeth showing, his bottom teeth, like, did you see Catherine Tate's sort of take off of David Tennant on many months ago on the Sunday Night Project? It was very much like, it was very, yes. You could see it quite, unless he was overtaking off the Doctor, taking the mickey out bit out of himself in that performance, I don't know, sort of a slightly enhanced 10th Doctor performance. But so.
There is actually a trailer knocking around for the Sarah Jane Adventures, and actually the CBBC preview video, and that is actually available on the CBBC website, I believe, and you can actually see a preview of Sarah Jane Adventures Series 4, and there's a little clip of Matt Smith in there as well.
Ooh, well, thank you for that one. I'll be looking at that one as soon as possible. In fact, Alicia's now tapping on the computer to find it.
Furiously away, yeah.
Yes, indeed. So, I don't know what to say now.
Actually, I said I like Sarah Jane Adventures. I love Doctor Who.
Is that what she said?
That's a good recovery, I like that.
Thank you.
Like
and love are two different things.
They are indeed.
Well, I think you find love and hate are two very good things.
Something that follows you throughout life as well, I think you'll find.
Dude. Unfortunately, you can't recapture the people who have turned their iPods off, Alicia.
I'm sorry! No, we've lost everybody because your stupid argument we had last week.
I didn't have an argument, you were actually arguing.
Could you hear in the background something?
No? No? What's that funny noise? What have you got going on there, sir?
Nothing, I've got a baby crying downstairs, but I don't think you can hear it.
I can hear birds tweeting.
Oh gosh, I hope not. That doesn't mean we're about to have a dream or something.
I think we can hear Farmyard Animals because Alicia's... have you put on a website that's got Farmyard Animals sounds on
it? No! Oh, I think it's... I get you now. I know what it's doing. It's being stupid. Can you hear them?
Yeah, can you turn them off, please?
Hold on. Oh, it's gone now.
Thank you.
Right. It was the CBBC
now,
website.
Before I forget... a few months ago, and we did actually make a particular mention of it on the show.
We did.
Your amazing interview with Tom Baker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
My goodness.
Thank you very much.
That was what spawned our idea of Podcast of the Week, because it was clearly Podcast of the Week. Oh God! And I had to obviously go into the whole, you know, podcast listening universe. That obviously there might be a few out there that don't listen to the WhoCast, and I actually specified the episode number, and hopefully that episode got even more hits than ever because it deserved it. It was just an absolutely brilliant interview.
Thank you. That's very kind. I mean, I wish I could take credit for that, but in all honesty, and this isn't just me being modest here, but Tom Baker literally carried the whole of that. I mean, I just asked him questions here and there, and he just did a fantastic job. He was in a really good mood, a really talkative mood, and the only thing that I sort of really wanted to ask him was, I think, the question that all of us have been wanting to know, which was about Big Finish, and as I understand it, you know, as you go to put this out, I think things are really firming up there with Big Finish and Tom Baker, so fingers crossed.
Yeah, we had Nick Briggs on the show about 3 weeks ago, and he'd sort of hinted that, that things are moving in a positive direction.
So, yeah, that's very good.
And we also had
that's down to Tom. That's completely down to Tom. I think it was something that would have inevitably happened anyway. So I have no credit in that whatsoever.
I'm afraid you're being too modest there, but he apparently is doing a follow up to the Hornet's Nest as well for the BBC. So.
What's that?
It's called the Demon Quest. Yeah. The first 3 covers of those are actually on DWR at the moment, and plenty of other sites out there as well, I'm sure.
Excellent. It's all really good stuff to look forward to. I mean, I don't often get a chance to listen to the audio, as I said to Nick himself, the Audio Adventures are trying, because there's so many of them out, you know, and there's all these podcasts and stuff. I tend to listen to podcasts first because it's sort of current, you know, and then sort of move on to the old audio stuff afterwards.
Yeah.
And you were asking, Alicia, what Hornet's Nest was, weren't you?
Yeah.
It's a current audio book. Stroke sort of drama that sort of played by Tom Baker and Richard Franklin, who played Captain Yates in the classic series, which you don't remember.
I don't remember.
No.
Dad?
Yes?
When's Alistair Pearson going to paint a picture of Matt Smith?
I suppose he already has.
But how come he hasn't given it to us?
I think he'd be grateful for what he has given us, actually.
Yeah, but has he done the story book?
I'm pretty sure he's done the most recent one. You're going off on one again.
I'm not going off on one, I was just wondering.
On the subject of Alistair Pearson, our podcast logo, he has agreed to allow us to put on a T-shirt and use as a T-shirt logo.
Wow, and I haven't seen him in ages.
Probably they've got to try and get it onto a T-shirt, so that's the problem.
It's called...
Stop interrupting.
I was just going to say, he's a really nice guy, and he's actually going to be at the Dwyer, and I don't know if you guys are going, but there's a Doctor Appreciation Society event. That's a mouthful after a can of Pfizer. He's going to be at that in the October, I think it's October the 9th, he's going to be there, and Doctor Who Mine is going to be there with Who Story as well. Yeah. So if you're going there, Alistair's going to be
here, so. No, that's one thing I've never been to. The only Doctor event I've actually been to was an opening of an exhibition at the Needles on the Isle of Wight, which Colin Baker...
Oh, really?
Before you were born, Colin Baker sort of opened with Bessie.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And the great thing about that, being a sort of friend of Alistair, was that me and Alistair were able to have our picture taken in Bessie.
Lucky.
With Colin Baker. Alistair that was allowed
to wear the coat. I think I've seen the picture, actually.
Yes, that's us. But that's one of
them. Alistair's wearing his coat, isn't he? Yes, that's right.
Yes, I didn't get the chance of actually wearing it myself, but it was... I remember John Maiden Turner was there that day.
I would like to meet David Tennant or Matt Smith.
I'd like to get Colin Baker on the show.
I would like to get David Tennant on the show.
I'd like to get Colin Baker on the show.
I like David Tennant on the show.
I reckon Colin Baker.
Or Matt Smith. I bet the WhoCast will get Matt Smith.
No, I think Colin Baker is the most generous of all the doctors in real life.
I can actually vouch for that. He really is most definitely, hands down, of all of the ones I've met in real life. He is genuinely one of the nicest people you can get to meet. He does so much for Doctor Who fandom, but not just that. He does so much for charity as well. And
yeah.
I think if anyone deserves. You know, if you think about the hand that he was dealt.
Absolutely.
With Doctor Who...
I was furious, I still am in a way, that they did that to him.
What did they do?
Come out of it.
They sacked him.
Well,
There was no need. The show wasn't doing very well because of various political things at the BBC, and they used Colin Baker as a scapegoat for that. Now, he's the actor who plays the head part. He didn't write the stories. So don't sack the people who, you know.
So they used him as the blame.
Yes.
When he hasn't even done anything. He's just telling. He's just following a script.
Basically, he was magnificent as the doctor.
Yeah, and he was just following a script, and he got told off for it for no reason. It's a bit like school.
Going on about. Good grief.
I'm not. I'm just actually speaking logical.
No, you
I'm not.
Deviating.
No, you are.
Oh, never mind. Anyway. Well, yeah, so I'm hoping to, maybe for one of our anniversary shows, to sort of maybe...
What, like the 20th, which is today?
Ian Baker on the show. Fantastic.
But they'll probably get it.
They deserve it. We've already had Colin Baker on.
We've had Colin several times, but I'm sure if you ask him very nicely through his official website...
He's got an official website?
I think so, yeah. Colin Baker Online, I think it is. So if you're there, send an email to him. Sure, he might be up to squeezing some time. As I said, he's usually very, very good with these kind of things. And or if not, failing that, if you see him at a convention or an event at some point.
From that, it's the only thing I've ever done. It was because it was obviously not on the island. I've always wanted to go to a convention or an event. And obviously we've got a lot of American listeners, and their events are fantastic. I never get a chance to go to one of them, and they're sort of, you know, hear about, obviously they're sort of more dynamic than the British ones, but Alistair's always going off to these sort of things, and I'd like to go with him one day, and that is something that I do have an ambition to do at some point, go to one of these you know, conventions or things like that, you know. Never get the chance, well, so far I haven't had the chance, but you know, one day maybe.
Yeah, definitely, you should have.
Maybe when I win the lottery and actually go to that one in America, Gallifrey 21.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty big one. That's a good one to go to.
But
You'll never win the lottery, Dad, I will.
Yeah, thanks, Alicia.
Hey, Nay, I'm so supportive, aren't I?
Anyway, so obviously I know you want to get on, and I'm going to thank you so much. I'm hopefully going to get back on the show one day in the future, and I'm really looking forward to
the
return.
End?
Yeah, well, you're watching Big Brother.
Yeah.
She's just got the Colin Baker Online page.
Oh, look, he looks so old.
That's nice, isn't it?
I think on that note.
He's not going to actually appear on the show.
Not that. He just looks a bit weird.
One of our listeners said, when we had an episode recently, that our younger daughter, Isabella, we opened up the 11 Doctor pack, and I had them all in a bag and got Isabella to pull them out and see if she knew whether it was a Doctor. And the one missing was the Colin Baker figure. So where is it? And one of our listeners made up a computer game based on where on earth is Colin Baker. So you basically comes up on the screen, you click on a dot and to try and find Colin Baker, and the dot will either be a miss or it'll be a question about Doctor Who. And you have to negotiate through this thing. Eventually one of them might be Colin Baker if you're lucky, and I've played it a few times. I never found him. Alicia played it.
I played it once and I found him.
Yeah. I think that's an exaggeration, actually.
Fantastic.
It was once.
It'd be nice to tell Colin about that person, hopefully sometime in the future. But it wasn't us who actually made the game. Who was it who made the game? Oh dear, I've forgotten his name.
Hold on, isn't it the one who did the graphics for you? For the Watchmen.
No, it wasn't him. No. But anyway, he called it the first Doctor Who podcast fan game. He's hoping he's right on that one.
That's great. Well, see, this is the great thing about it. It's such a creative medium, really.
Yeah, you've got so many. The people listen to podcasts, there's so many clever people out there. Sort of,
oh, gosh, yeah, definitely.
Far more clever than us, unfortunately, especially Alicia.
I know I'm dumb. Don't rub it in.
No comments. Right. Anyway, to say a bit. So I'm really, really grateful, and it's great to have a chance to chat to you. And like I say, hopefully do it again sometime.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
And you must listen to episode 20.
Yeah.
Oh, no, definitely. I'm in it. Okay. I'm joking. I'll listen to it. I'll definitely listen to it. I'll make sure I download it, and I'll make it a definite thing that I put on my iPhone, get some headphones in there, and find. How long are the episodes now? Just out of curiosity.
Well, they've got to be 20 megabytes, so I think the most I can fit for sound quality wise into a 20 megabyte file is about 1 hour and 10 minutes. So that usually between 50 minutes and an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, which is a good length, to be fair. I mean, anything longer than that, you sort of. You're going into switch-off period, really, aren't you?
Yeah, I did have to edit one down to 1 hour 10 to actually fit it into the 20-megabyte thing. Otherwise,
I thought there was only 33 minutes.
Everybody was sounding a bit like, talking about that. That reminded me of something. You know, the Cybermen from 10th Planet, the voice from the Cybermen of 10th Planet?
Yeah.
Well, it got me thinking today that they sounded a bit like they were trying to talk like Captain James T. Kirk from Star Trek.
Yeah, they were, weren't they?
Yeah, I don't know why that sprung to my mind today.
I was
walking the dog.
Leader,
yeah.
Which was played by David.
This is called Kissing.
Yeah. What was his name? I can't
remember. It was only Cybermen ever to have a name, isn't it? Those ones of them.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. It was very Shatner-esque.
Yes, it was. I don't know what made me suddenly think of that. I think it's because I was thinking of trying to cross a Dalek with Captain James T. Kirk and what it would sound like. But the strange things you think of whilst walking dogs.
Yeah.
And listening to the Happiness Patrol podcast. Anyway, said I will finally let you go, and then you can watch. You can watch Big Brother.
Woo!
Oh gosh, no, definitely not.
Oh,
that's what I'll watch.
EastEnders.
Oh god.
Oh gosh, yes, of course. The Queen Vic is being.
Yeah, I know. I'm missing it.
Anyway.
Well, thank you very much again for having me, and it's a pleasure being on the show.
Cheers, then.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And at this juncture, I think it's appropriate that we have a word from our sponsor. Right, I'm in Who Won with Nick.
Hello.
Tell us a bit about the history of your lovely treasure trove of a shop.
The shop. Well, we've been going for just over 20 years now, so... Used to be based in St. Leonard's, which is just outside Hastings, by a nice old couple who set it up and wanted to retire. I looked for something to do. I took it over and eventually moved it down to the Isle of Wight, where it's been very, very successful.
That sounds excellent. Of course, in the days it was founded then, if you say it was 20 years ago, there was no real sort of internet facility on it.
Nothing else, no. They were essentially about the second Doctor Who shop in existence. They discovered a large stock of remaindered old Target novels, so we gave them a good heads up and they moved on from there. And the one thing we're still maintained, trying to find all the missing books.
Are they still going, the original one?
Oh, yes.
Or have they been down here to visit at all?
They haven't, no. So they've been quite old. And very poor health when they lost it, unfortunate.
That's a shame.
Wanted to, it saddened them to lose it, but it was the only option left to do.
But a great option to be able to have the opportunity to take over and...
Yes.
And it's, obviously then there wasn't a series, now it's back again. It must have been like when they actually relaunched Doctor Who, it was like, yay, in more ways than one.
Occasionally it's a mixed blessing. So it's nice the fact that there's a whole new fan base there and everything else. It's back in everyone's minds again, and it's quite more, I should probably say, almost more successful than ever in some cases.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, a few other people have now decided to get in on the act.
Yes.
You can find stuff in many other shops rather than the days where it was just, let's go Doctor Who shop or a Pacific sci-fi store. And
that's true, though. I mean, if you're a Doctor Who fan and you see a shop just Doctor Who, you tend to want to, I think, I'm here now, I'm not going to bother going off to certain other places. But that certainly is, it's like I came in here and you had that stock of the new DVD, and I could have gone elsewhere, but it was there, I want it. Obviously you've got the website, and you say that's doing quite well.
So it's been mailed for years, so just these days now we've got internet sales, we're on Amazon, we're on eBay, and the Isle of Wight is a great place. It's an island, so there's nowhere else really, you've got to pay to leave to go elsewhere, so you've got a nice good market around you, and it's a very, very popular holiday maker.
People rubbing up their motorbikes outside the shop just when you're trying to do an interview as well.
Yes, that is one of the few pains. You get so many holiday makers over here each year that there are, and I'll come back to that in a second. There's so many people coming in. So this year, during July and August, this place is packed. So compared to move occasionally.
But at least with the winter coming along, like you said earlier, it's Christmas as well, isn't there? So you've got that, and I suppose, and just after Christmas as a Christmas special, the people are sort of thinking about that, and they may well have some merchandise coming out for that, and they're always bringing out classic series merchandise, some of which I'm surprised I haven't bring out, and a few items.
He's still mainly all stuff they bring out these days is mainly concerned with the new series. A shame, but then again, the classic series has been around for almost 50 years now, and have produced an awful lot of it already.
But that's because off the back of the new series that all the classic series stuff is coming out.
One of the best new things they've done is the classic series action figures.
They've
been phenomenally successful. A few other people I know as well.
They're irresistible, that's the trouble. Yeah.
They are, and say, mainly we get them in, they don't last long.
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, I must admit that it's like that I do get a bit cross sometimes. They brought out the Planet of Fire set, didn't they, with Peter Davison and with his and a hat.
Yes,
and it was the wrong jumper. I'm not being a bit picky, but
it's not like I've seen many people have queried, why have they done that, or why haven't they included that with
In that program, he didn't really have the jumper on much. He was in Lanzarote, didn't he? So he had just his sort of.
Or is the 11 Doctor set, well, they didn't include McCoy's hat, but I'm bearing in mind McCoy wears his hat most.
Yeah.
It's just some of the little inconsistencies that don't seem to.
But also, they haven't brought out a lot of companions from the classic series, I know. There's a lot of monsters, not companions.
No, it's one thing. People have. They want them, but unfortunately, I haven't heard anything else from character to state if they're going to do it or not.
Yeah, I suppose it's a bit difficult, if you're going to do a Leela, getting Louise Jameson, who's now probably in her 50s, to actually pose. Because obviously you need a three-dimensional figure, unless they borrowed some other characters by body double, if you call it right.
They must have done something to. However they produced the Hartnell, Troughton and Pertwee figures.
Well, yeah, but they look great, didn't they? And especially the Troughton one, that's phenomenal little.
It is. They really have done the lightning as well. They really have tried to concentrate and try and make them as best as you.
So what have you got that's sort of fairly new or is just about to come in that's might interest the listeners?
New bits in. I'd say it's little sound effects key fob.
Very fun. With that, yes. I'll go and get one whilst you're talking about it.
Yes, very popular and buttons well pressed.
Oh, it does.
Throughout the shop, and one of those fun little novelties in the world.
Very fun. I saw the hologram chambers.
Yes.
That's excellent.
Say some desk next with the spinning TARDIS as well.
I was when I got my latest TARDIS, which was the ones where you. I wouldn't forget the name, they've got a long name, flight control. The latest one. I was quizzing whether to get that or whether to get the spinning one. But the thing that swung it was that's quite expensive and you'll still have to put batteries inside it.
Yes.
So it was a difficult decision, but I knew that I want to have it on there all the time, constantly spinning.
Moving around, but no, you've got to set it off everywhere.
Or we could have had its own little power supply situation, wouldn't it? You could actually plug it in the main thing, kind of my plasma ball,
It's
better, but. So, do you stock up on your own merchandise at home, or do you just sort of look at what's in here?
Myself, I mainly take the books and the DVDs, not that I have room for any of them anymore, but.
Yeah, it's a bit like me, right? I do have a shelf for the figures, so they're up there. I
have most of the fiction books from the Target novels through to the latest BBC hardbacks, but unfortunately, most of those are seen in boxes because it's the only place I can I can put them.
So moving over to the, because you're a Doctor Who fan, you wouldn't be one running a Doctor Who shop without being.
Makes
a
it zero sense.
Yes, it does indeed. So, what's your sort of favourite sort of era or episodes?
Favourite episode was The Ark in Space from Tom Baker. It was one of the first Target novels I'd read, and just something about the Ian Martyr's how he wrote the book was just fantastic. And really, just as a young kid, it didn't quite scare me, but it just really brought a nice.
Of course, in those days there were no videos. All you had was the books.
What happened to that? Yeah. And that's why I first really got into Doctor Who, and I was reading those, like, since I could find one or a new one, I'll read that.
Toby Haydock to me.
Just glad that. Yeah. So, favourite overall has to be Patrick Troughton. I love his Doctor.
So do I.
Many of his stories are some of my favourites out there.
It's just a shame there's most of them missing, isn't it? But
that's the biggest shame, that you can't watch so many of his stuff.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to Enemy of the World the other day. Obviously, there's one episode of that remaining, but to be able to see all of that would be wonderful. But never mind. At least War Games is still there.
Yes, War Games is just trying to say the one I really want to see is the Web of Fear and the Yeti in London.
To see the Brigadier actually in his first, well,
the London Underground, and their decent sets and this glowing. Listening to an audio, you can only imagine. I know you can't quite live up to the imagination occasionally.
We've got the telepics, which we don't see much of, apart from the reconstruction. You hardly ever bring out. I'm surprised that the BBC haven't thought, what we'll do, we'll bring out this thing. And there's one of the bonus features, we'll have a recreated or resurrected episode with the telepics and the audio. Because,
it'd be a lovely idea if they could. So just
a lovely little feature to have. It wouldn't take a lot of disk space, just have a few stills from the episodes and
get a little bit closer to what we can't see unless we build a time machine.
Exactly. Because magazines used to actually have the little, didn't they? I think there was a bit where they had to show the telly snap and describe what was going on in the actual magazine.
Yes, I know that DWN done parts of it, and other places have.
I know there's companies, I can't remember the name, I know of the other podcasts that review episodes have reviewed the reconstructed ones via a website or a company that actually does do it for free. They don't charge you, they have to send them off a tape like in the old days. They bump onto a tape. Not that I've actually had the opportunity to do that, but I'm just surprised the BBC have probably got more money to throw in that direction, actually haven't, had a go at it.
I obviously occasionally do not seem to be interested in occasionally exploiting everything that they have access to, and a few things is a
maybe
shame.
Because apparently there's only 30 odd titles left to bring out on DVD, so maybe that's something they might have to go down
at the end to keep a line running or something else.
Unless they just decide to bring it all out on Blu-ray, bring like a series out on a Blu-ray disc or something like that, just to really annoy everybody.
Might do something similar to what they did with The Invasion and do some of the stories with the odd animated episode that can. Hell, just to finish up.
That was brilliant, wasn't it?
And, cut others off.
Then they said, we have no further plans to. But it was so good. It's such a shame. But never mind. So, so you got the. Is there any news of anything that's on the horizon for merchandise might be coming out soon?
Merchandise coming soon, major lines. So there's a few more bits from character options. We've got a few more of the Series 5 action figures coming out. Say there's a new TARDIS playset. It's later in the year, aimed at Christmas, or the Christmas buying period, shall we say.
Excellent.
There's more books. Tom Baker is about to return to audio in the new BBC series Demon Quest.
Is that a BBC series?
Yes.
Not the Big Finish, because we had Nick Brigg on the show, on the show a few weeks ago, who was saying that he's still in talks and positive talks with Tom to do some Big Finish.
No, after the success of Hornet's Nest last year, Paul Miles has done a new 5-part script, and Don Baker and Richard Franklin return.
Oh, excellent. Not so much. You heard much of the. Much of the Hornet's Nest. I've heard bits and bobs that Podshock have shown samples off, because obviously they're sponsored by Audible.com, and they're always like doing little snippets of Audible stuff, including BBC things and audiobooks and stuff like that. Surprisingly, not Big Finish, isn't it? Which I was surprised Big Finish aren't. I should have asked Nick at the time. They're not available on iTunes. We would have thought. I know they do their own website.
So I'm surprised that. I think it's one of the things they try to keep in mind with themselves rather than trying to.
Shame though, because they like have those subscription things, don't they? They like to sort of give their subscription people extra.
Sure. There's always go direct, it saves them an awful lot of coming in and just get the bonuses.
If you don't like the stories you're getting as extras, it's a bit of a problem, but if only there was enough money to go around for that sort of thing. Looking forward to doing some. Obviously, if you want to do any adverts or anything like that in the next few weeks, feel free to give us a call or send us an email, and we'll put it straight on the show. And thanks for taking part.
It's all right, thank you.
You need to go make yourself a cup of tea.
Cheers.
Bye. So that was Nick from whoon.co.uk. Go and buy some stuff from his shop. Jolly nice chap. Isn't he, Alicia?
Yeah.
You've met him, haven't you?
Yeah.
Not on that occasion, though.
Yeah.
We'll have a bit more feedback to discuss from Steve Stacey, our good friend Steve Stacey.
Can you tell the listeners why I'm sounding really quiet?
The listeners will be delighted to hear that you're sounding really quiet because you're not feeling very well.
Feel ill.
Come on, listeners, are combined all together now. Ah, she's feeling ill. So, just while we get the rest of the podcast recorded now before she flakes out completely. Which means, of course, our review of Season 3, / Series 3 of Doctor Who, will be in the next episode.
Yeah.
However, can we move on to Steve Stacey? Feedback, Steve Stacey, please.
Steve Stacey, is that two people or one name?
Steve Stacey from the TARDIS Tavern. Right. Can you please stop interrupting? I wholeheartedly agree with Alicia saying that episode... Can I start that again? Because I completely read it wrong. I wholeheartedly disagree with Alicia saying that episode 19 was the worst. I found myself laughing out loud many times and feel it was one of your best. However, I was extremely upset to hear that the TARDIS Tavern podcast was not winner of the Podcast of the Week award. I demand a recount. And I hope this miscalculation will soon be rectified. What do you say to that, Alicia?
Yeah, Dad.
So do you think the TARDIS Tavern should have been Podcast of the Week last week?
Yeah.
Even though you never heard it and you've got no way of assessing that?
Yeah. Because
you don't know, exactly.
Yeah.
News. Alright, let's see if we can find the last bit of news that we discussed in the last episode. Ooh. There's some stuff coming out soon. I'm looking forward to getting my hands on, I must admit. Series 5 box set. Look at that moving thing. It's got a three-dimensional cover. The Series 5 box set has got a three-dimensional cover. I'm not going to read any more into that, but the little graphic they've put on the Gallifrey News base.blogspot.com thing has got rather
GT.
A cool thingy. Yeah, she's on the front cover of a magazine called GT Magazine. That's Matt Smith. Doctor Who monsters have been continued in their invasion of the UK. Key UK cities arriving in Belfast to promote the upcoming Doctor Who Live tour.
Why can't they come to the island?
That's not the point, though. Why can't we go and see Doctor Who Live? Do you know why?
I didn't even know we had a Doctor Who Live. Explain it before my throat actually goes completely.
Doctor Who Live is an event in which the world of Doctor Who is celebrated live on the stage. But
oh, cool. Where's that? At the O2?
Not sure. There is certainly in London somewhere.
O2, then it'll be either the Wembley Stadium.
It's a bit like that, but
or
unfortunately,
Wembley Arena.
Yeah, that's it.
Wembley Arena.
Yeah. Unfortunately, once again, financial things prevent me from attending these.
I know why
events.
You can't go, because we're going to go see JLS at the O2.
You're going to see JLS, so I will not be seeing them. I'll be taking you up there and sitting in the car.
Listening to Doctor Who podcast.
Hopefully. Or maybe going to watch a film at the cinema that's at the O2 as well.
There's no cinema at the O2.
Apparently Catherine Jenkins has spoken to Radio Times about her role in the Doctor Who Christmas special. And she says, I have not done any acting before, so I wasn't sure if I even could. But I read for the part, and on my 30th birthday, they called to say I got it. Matt Smith and Michael Gambon have been really encouraging. I can't wait to see the results. I learned so much from simply watching Michael Gambon, and he was always telling great stories about all the actors he's worked with. Matt and I would sit and listen to him for hours. Right. So there's still no real hints about what's going on, although they have said that the Christmas special is basically a sort of reworking of the Christmas Carol, isn't they? Based a little bit on the Christmas Carol.
You've never told me any of that.
That's what I've heard, anyway.
Oh, so it has Scrooge in it.
Yeah, I suppose Scrooge must be
But they did that last Christmas.
Not in Doctor Who, they didn't. Catherine Tate did.
No, they did that era last Christmas.
I don't know what you're talking about. Matt Smith has won.
Christmas, and we'll decide Cybermen.
That was Christmas before.
Whatever Christmas it was.
The Next Doctor, it was called, do you remember?
Yeah, the Next Doctor. They've done that era before.
That era in time, so yeah. Okay. They've also done it with the Charles Dickens thing and the second episode of.
That's a really Christmas special. We'll talk about
the title.
Christmas special and series is a
different thing. Oh, okay, Alicia. Okay, right. Matt Smith has won the award for Best Actor at the GQ Men of the Year Awards. So that was pretty good. And he appeared from within the TARDIS to accept the award. And it was presented to him by a very nice looking lady called Tracy Emin. So, Monsters Tour, I've done that bit. Right, so we've done that bit. Well, I'm going in the wrong direction, aren't I? Seeds of Doom. And that seems to be coming out on DVD on the 25th of October. And I know what I say, it's one of my favourite stories. Do you remember that one? Great big plant. Man turns into plant. Grows as big as a house. No?
Or is the one, is it look like a.
Like a crinoid, as in?
Yeah. Like a Mario Brothers.
Hmm?
Mario Brothers have got them things. The little flower things that go.
Yeah, initially it was like that. It was a pod, wasn't it? Yeah. It was a seed, and it bit this man who then turned into a plant and then turned into a great big monster, tree type thing. Cool. Excellent story, that is. Obviously, the Americans already know that the television movie is finally being released in the USA.
Well, it's never been released in the USA, and it was filmed in the USA.
Yes.
That's quite funny.
Well, I think it was actually filmed in Canada, wasn't it?
The USA.
But based in the USA.
How could I base it in Canada when it all had USA settings?
Yeah, but they base episodes of Doctor Who now in New York, for instance, and it was filmed in Cardiff. Penarth, people. It's like the base of the Empire State Building.
They went there.
Statue of Liberty, the base of the Statue of Liberty in that episode of Daleks of Manhattan, or whatever it's called, was actually filmed at the next wall in Penarth in South Wales, where I used to live. There's the Revisitations box set, which contains Talons of Weng Chiang, Caves of Androzani, and the TV movie, and that's all coming out on the 4th of October in the United Kingdom. So that means I've got to buy three stories again if I want the new bonus features appear on those ones, because I actually have already got all those on DVD. Time and the Rani is coming out on the 13th of September. So even though it's regarded as one of the worst stories ever, I would like to have it, I must admit. I do find Sylvester McCoy's portrayal in these early stories really irritating, but he was still told to do it like that.
It's quite funny when Sylvester McCoy goes, "You have to leave."
Yes, he does say that quite a lot. Actually, I might, if I ever had enough time, like when I won the lottery or something, I'd like to go through and pick out all these moments in which he went, "Leave." Because it's silly.
It's kind of hard to do as well. It strains your throat, don't it?
He's trying to suppress it.
Especially after your lips go like that. Yes.
He has to suppress a Scottish accent, which he doesn't do a particularly good job of.
He's got a Scottish accent?
Mm.
Is he Scottish?
Yes. McCoy. Clue in the name there, Alicia.
So he's got a bit. So does he talk Scottish?
What do you mean, talk Scottish?
Like, sound Scottish when he talks?
Well, a little bit. You can hear an accent there when he talks.
It's a bit like David Tennant.
Even when he plays the Doctor, you can hear a sort of a.
David Tennant don't.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, but David Tennant put on and off his accent.
Yeah, but apparently he's not very good at doing Chicago accent because his performance.
He's not very good at doing posh accents.
American accents.
He's not very good at doing posh accents either.
None of that.
In Centurions.
Family of Blood, he was quite good. He was quite posh.
In Centurions, he has to be half that gay and posh at the same time. It don't work out.
Okay, if you say so.
You should watch it.
I thought what I've seen of his performance in Centurions was quite good, actually. Apparently, Katie Manon has.
In Centurions 2, he shows a lot of his teeth as well.
Okay.
So, carry on.
Actress Katie Manning has launched a new website called Katie's World, and she played Jo Brown. Oh, You know what that means, don't you?
What?
We're running out of time. Oh. Yeah, she played Jo Grant in the Third Doctor, John Pert, with the Third Doctor, John Pertwee, for 3 seasons, and is going to be appearing in Sarah Jane Pictures.
Why'd you do that?
What?
Why's the cloister bell?
It's a cloister bell, to say we're running out of time.
Oh, that's so sad.
I'm going to have to turn that off, because
oh no.
We're not really running out of time.
I like it.
Because I'm making the episode a bit longer, so...
No, I like it. Keep it.
No, because it'll be coming up later on in the show.
Oh.
There you go. It's been muted.
Oh.
The cloister bell will return at a later time in the show. That's just to warn me that we're coming out of time. Anyway, what was I saying about Katie Manning? A new website contains a welcome message from Katie and a biography in the question and answer section. There we go. So, oh, God's sake. Not yet.
Oh no, you've just gave away our theme tune.
No, it's just the closing theme tune for this episode. We are doing some sneak previews at the moment, aren't
we? Yeah.
Yes, right.
Aren't we good? Oh, Dad, can you click on that?
It says the extended edition.
No, can you click on that?
No.
That?
No.
Please.
No! It's the extended edition of Doctor Who Prom was broadcast on BBC Three yesterday, which I recorded, and it was watched by an average of 0.28 million viewers. I think they can work that out.
I watched it when he came on it.
Yeah, well, I've got it ready to record and hopefully turn into an audio file for my own iPod listening purposes. Don't listen, don't tell the BBC. According to the official overnight figures, the programme had a 1.4% of the audience, which is pretty good for BBC Three, and it rose steadily throughout the 90-minute programme. So there we go. Right. Obviously, we are running out of time, as the cloister bell has indicated, so we need to move on to what's hot on eBay.
Ooh, I thought I fell asleep for this, but did I fall asleep?
What are you talking about?
I'm having deja vu.
You haven't done it yet.
No.
Sorry.
I don't do
that.
Oh, for God's sake.
BBC, no copyright infringement intended.
Thank you for that.
Sorry, I can't like being interrupted. You'll be loads of sleep previews here, Dad, aren't you?
Yes. Apparently Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC and no copyright infringement intended.
Is that?
Dear. Right, no further cyber interruptions or even Dalek interruptions in this particular show. Not until they're supposed to.
Tee-hee.
Right. Things were going quite well up to this point, you know.
They were.
Graham Sheridan was probably thinking, if he did listen after you really put him off the last one, Graham Sheridan was probably thinking, actually, this was quite a good episode until that happened.
Oh, do you think we'll get more feedback? Because I'm so sorry for what I did last episode.
No, I don't think you are.
I am sorry.
You're only saying that because you're not feeling very well.
The next time when we go on the podcast, you go, don't you remember you said sorry? And I'll go, I did. So you might as well make the most of this, Dad. I'm sorry.
Right, this is going to be the last item because we do need to wrap up things.
Bessie.
Yes, let's find the thing that's got the most. It's that original Slate's clapperboard thing from Doctor Who. It's up to £610 now.
17 bids.
So we've got 2 hours left. So, and that's got 17 bids, yeah. So, the thing that's got the highest entry price.
We should do the less.
You're interrupting again.
We should have the least entry price.
I want to try and end the show. And you're interrupting me. Again. Full size. Full life size Dalek licensed plus extras. Does look very good, actually. But that's £3,450. And the second highest item with bids against it is Doctor Original Clapperboard again. Oh, that's interesting, isn't it?
2005.
It's a yellow one from 2005. Can't quite make out what it says about the director. Because my eyes aren't up for it.
He could click on it.
I could. And
two bids for Doctor Who huge
DVD collection. Yeah, £205 for a huge DVD collection, which is probably not as huge as mine. The feedback addresses. Well, my Twitter thing has changed to Adam20MB Podcast. So it's twitter.com Adam20MB podcast, and the other usual addresses are 20megfeedback@hotmail.co.uk. That's the word 20, the word meg, the word feedback at hotmail.co.uk. You can also send a message to me via the Facebook group, the 20MB Doctor Who podcast, of which we went from 51 members down to 50 for some reason recently, and of course via the friend at the 20MB Doctor Who podcast as well, and on the 20MB podcast.podbean.com RSS feed, there's a comments facility on there, and look out for our sort of what they call it, subjects and things that we post on the DWPA, the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance forums. Of course, we'll be looking at the DWO forums very soon, see if we can't put a few things on there, and we're also available on a podcast alley, but we don't actually sort of check that very often because it's not as easy used as all the other ones. So please send us in some feedback, because it's been a bit thin recently, and we love reading it out on the show, and we really, really do love hearing from you. So can we have some, please? Anyway, so there we go. So Alicia, most of the show's been, yeah, so thank you for listening. Back to next week, and hopefully Alicia can behave herself and we can do all the things we were supposed to do this week, which we didn't quite have time for. And I do hope Graham's still listening at least.
I'm sorry.
Bye bye.
Bye.
In this regeneration, in this vortex of time, in this regeneration, everything's gonna be fine. In this regeneration, in this vortex of time, in this regeneration, everything's gonna be fine. We were born to save everybody. It's something that we need. We were born to save everybody. We must be what we're going to be. And all we have to be is free. In this regeneration, in this vortex of time, in this regeneration, everything's gonna be all fine. Born to save everybody, it is something that they need. We were born to save everybody. We must be what we're going to be. And all we have to be is free.
Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.